What's up, everyone? Welcome to Bermanology. I'm Letterman Rowe. I am your host, Jeremy Birmingham, joined today by Ohio State 2021 defensive back commitment, Andre Turrentine from Nashville, Tennessee, Ensworth High School. Andre, how are you, man? It's been a few months since we've spoken to you. How is life?
I'm good. Life is good right now. Taking it day by day, trying to figure out if we're going to have a season tonight. I'm pretty confident in us having a season right now. Ready to get back up to Columbus and see my team and my teammates.
What's the state of Tennessee doing right now? What are they saying about your season? Because obviously every state around the country seems to be one or the other, and I can't keep up.
So they just confirmed us having a season maybe like 4 or 5 days ago. Right now we're working out. It's no contact right now. We're just going through workouts, splitting up into smaller groups. Like, we're still lifting and everything, doing our agility work. We're doing our practices, but our practices are not normal. They're like abbreviated and we're not at contact. We're just like kind of running plays, going through stuff. It feels like it's like more of a June feel. And what we're doing is not more of a, like, we're not in pads or anything. We just got in helmets today. So,
how has this last 4 months, I mean, it's kind of crazy. I mean, you committed basically at the exact same time that the COVID-19 pandemic started. So, I mean, you sort of like the poster child for that, because you committed, what, on like the 13th or something like that, and then everything shut down. Like, how have you been handling it?
Since I committed, it doesn't really affect me. I know it sucks not being able to get back up and seeing those guys and seeing the team and seeing the facilities and seeing the coaches. Yeah, that sucks, but I stay in constant contact with those guys all the time. So, I mean, it didn't really affect me and scare me too much, but it did affect me as if, like, high school season, high school, we didn't know what we were going to do for a long time, and I know – usually in May we're starting spring ball, but we didn't get to do that. And it sucked because like a lot of stuff was shut down. Like it was hard to get workouts. It was hard to get facilities. It was hard to do a lot of things that we were comfortable with doing when nothing was going on. So I know I committed as soon as it started. I think I couldn't have chose a better time, because I know that now a lot of kids are scrambling around trying to figure out what schools to go to. And a lot of these schools are lacking a lot of film on these guys because of Corona and the pandemic or whatever, and not been having camp season kind of affected a lot of stuff as well. So, yeah, that's kind of how I've been dealing with it. Not too much different, just kind of adjusting to how the world is adjusting the pandemic and everything.
As for you, I mean, as a young guy, a football player, you know, you're used to the risk of the sport. Obviously, you know what is part and parcel to the game of football. Is there any sort of reluctance on your part or guys that you know about getting back on the field and getting, you know, back to normal? Or are you guys like beating your heads against the wall saying, hey, why are we still delayed?
I think I'm kind of with the second option. I think I know that it's not safe right now. And I know that there's a lot of things that has to happen for us to comfortably go back to playing football. And I know a lot of those guys are scared about playing football, whether it's college, whether it's the NFL, and high school included. So I know a lot of guys are scared about going back. But me personally, I love football and I love the sport and I just want to play. But I know that people can get sick and people can die. So I am kind of looking and careful with the things that I do. But at the end of the day, like, I want to play football. And I know a lot of guys feel the same way. But with everything going on right now, you just kind of have to take the precautions and go through what you need to do so we can go back safely.
And you mentioned, Andre, the fact that this summer you missed the opportunity to get to Columbus. You guys, you know, normally even Ohio State commitments would get up and camp just to work out with the coaching staff to kind of give them an opportunity to evaluate you in person a little bit further. You missed out on the big June 12th weekend that was supposed to be like the major official visit weekend. Mm-hmm. How has that impacted the way that you and your class are bonded? I mean, do you think it's hurt you guys at all, or how are you making up for that?
for sure it hurt us not being able to be in person with those guys and getting that personal connection. But we stay in contact every day. We talk every day and joke around, chop it up. So it's not really – it's not hurting us too much. But I know that a lot of us want to be up there. And that weekend, we all planned to go up there at the same time and with our families. And we were supposed to bond. But us not being able to go up there and have to do Zoom meetings and stuff like that to bond has kind of set us back. But I know that the kids in this class and the families of this class are really – committed to Ohio State, and they really love what we got going on. So I think that when it's time that it'll happen, I know that this is happening all over the country. So other schools are experiencing the same thing. So I'm not really too worried about us clicking. And I know the guys in my class, and I like them, and they're all wonderful guys. So I'm not too worried about us not.
Have you been customizing your Zoom background? Do you have like a go-to Zoom background behind you that like is yours?
I'm not kind of into that kind of stuff. I'm kind of just a business straightforward guy. So I know that a lot of guys have crazy Zoom backgrounds. Like people have beach backgrounds. One of the coaches have a straight Ohio State background. It's like of the city or whatever. So I know a lot of guys do those things, but I have it for school and I have it for the college meetings. So I'm not really into that kind of stuff. I'm just straightforward, I guess.
Now, I'm curious, with you, Andre, you're a guy, again, you committed 4 months ago, almost 5 months ago now. You almost make no attempt at getting attention on social media. The only time I think I ever see you tweet anything is when you put out a steak emoji or something like that because the class is doing it. You have a group of defensive backs, six defensive backs committed, but you know, you're kind of quiet. Do you ever feel like you're overlooked or is it something that you don't really care about because you know where you stand with the coaches and how they feel about you?
Well, I obviously know how I stand, how much I mean to this coaching staff and mean to this class and this team. So I'm not worried about it in that aspect, but I do kind of feel like the guys who are more out there and more flamboyant about what they do and post everything and always tweet it, they kind of get more of the attention. But I'm not really an attention seeker, and I don't want to grab people's attention by what I say and like the small things I do. I would rather let my play speak for myself. I don't know. I'm not really kind of into that stuff. Like I know like recruiting, I kind of just dropped the top four and then committed.
Sure.
I was kind of those guys that are like, oh, top 10, top 20. And like messing with these schools, messing with that school, just trying to get as many followers or trying to get as much attention as they possibly can. So when they commit, it's a big thing. So it was a big thing for me to commit. And I feel like that's all that matters. I know that when I get up to the school, when I get opportunity to do what I love, that I'm going to be able to do what I love. And I know that at the end of the day, no matter how many followers you have, no matter how much attention you have, none of that stuff matters. So
I guess what it makes me wonder, is because, you know, so much of today's modern recruiting world is about who's showing the love or getting the love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do other schools attempt to recruit you still by telling you that Ohio State fans don't show you enough love?
So it's kind of funny. So I don't – other schools attempt to like, recruit me still or not. They like, every now and then check in to see where I stand with the school, but – how I am with the school and how committed I am, like they're not getting a chance to tell me like badmouth the school because I'm like, I'm all in, I'm all committed. There's nothing you can say to make me decommit. I don't care about how much the school of love show, like they can show no love. Yeah. And it's just all coaching staff and all about the program and what it's going to do for me in the future and what I can bring to the program. So I'm not really worried about that.
I'm interested in this because we went through this whole big thing the last 2 weeks with Jordan when Jordan Hancock committed about the idea of negative recruiting. Like, you know, do you have any examples? I don't want you to name names or name the school, but during your recruitment, was there any one school or two schools or was it a regular thing where schools were kind of focused on other negatives about your, you know, choices, or was everyone pretty much straight up?
For sure. I think a lot of schools participate in like negative recruiting. And I think that's because they have a lack of confidence in what their program can do for a kid and what their program can like put out. So I know that they tell those guys like, you can't play there, or there's too many guys like they're like you. When you get there, there's going to be all a whole bunch of you. You should come to a school where you can shine. And a lot of those kids, a lot of kids like being the highest rated recruit, and they like being the top guy, and they like being the one that gets all the attention. So I feel like that kind of all goes hand in hand. But when schools like tell me, oh, you can't play there, or there's a lot of kids there like you, you're just going to be another one of the guys, where I don't really listen to that, because I've been to those other schools that they badmouth, and I know for a fact that I can play at those schools, and I've talked to those coaches. And if a school is badmouthing you about another school, then that means they have an insecurity, or they think that their school or yours should be going somewhere else because you're better than what your school is producing at that time. So I don't think that. I know a few schools have done it who are schools that do not need to do that, and they still did it as well. So I don't know why schools do it. I guess they just throw out anything they can throw out to get a kid. But I know that schools do it, and they have done it to me. I just kind of like just sit there and look at them. I don't really care about that stuff.
Because it almost always comes back as a negative on that school, right? I mean, it's not.
It's like, why would you tell me I can't play somewhere else when you play that team? Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, if you want me to come to your school and you tell me you can't play there, there's too many guys there, there's too many kids that are better than you, then why would I come to your school and we're playing them? Like, do you just expect it to get beat every year? Like, how do you expect to get kids that way? But they do. So. I don't know.
I guess it works for it must work enough because schools continue to do it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
What are you hoping to accomplish this season? I mean, whenever you get back to playing normal football, where's the next step for you as a football player? Like, what's going to be the elevation of your game this year?
Last year, I think that I didn't show enough, and I think that I didn't show enough of what I can do, and I'm a lot more comfortable in the game now. I feel like I can have a breakout season now in the fact that, like, just putting film out there, just statistical. I know that, like, with our schools, we have a lot of athletes and a lot of those guys that are going to college, and a lot of those guys are like, have been there. And the school that I am in, and, like, the program I am in or was in, that we believe that every kid should like have an equal opportunity to play.
Yeah.
Size 100% of the time, but this year I'm going to be in a bigger role and I am going to be the guy. So I feel like I have a lot to prove and a lot that I'm going to prove that I can do more than what I've put out there.
Are you going to be playing corner? Are you playing safety? Are you playing the linebacker spot? Where they got you moving around?
I'm playing safety, but I know like all the spots, so I know I'm going to be like all over the defense this year.
Well, for Ohio State fans, the 247 Sports profile for Andre says that your player comparison is Von Bell, who obviously Buckeye fans know well from his time at Ohio State.
I've heard that a lot, Coach Combs and Coach Day. I've heard that a few times, so.
Is that expectation, or is that comparison something that you see? I mean, is that something you like, the comparison?
Obviously he's a wonderful guy, and he put up big numbers there, and he did a lot of great things at Ohio State. It's not necessarily something for me to like look up to, live up to, because I'm my own player and I think I play like no other player. So, I mean, it makes me feel good that I can be compared to a guy that was a big time guy there and it did so much there. And it makes me feel good that someone thinks that of me, but me to myself, I think that I'm going to prove what I want to prove or what I need to prove. And I'm going to be the best player I can be. And not necessarily like play like someone else. Maybe like I do. I think I see what they're talking about, and I see the ways I'm playing like instinctual. He's really instinctual in the way that he plays, but I feel like I'm my own player, and I feel like I play differently.
Well, Vaughn is now with the Cincinnati Bengals, so by the time you get to Ohio State, I'm sure you'll have an opportunity to meet him and see if you stack up in person. But listen, Andre, I'm going to let you get out of here. I know you know, we were talking beforehand and you got stuff going on. So thanks very much for taking some time and being on the show. That's Andre Turrentine, Ohio State 2021 defensive back commitment. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology on Letterman Row. Thanks for watching. We'll catch you next week.